Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IBV. Activating the FOC here, Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4VA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the FOC here Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. Announcements for tonight. Let's see, where are we? Club meeting, of course, coming up in basically 2 weeks on the 8th, on the 8th of September. We'll be hearing from John, AK4GG, again, as a prep for our supporting the special event station that we are going to be doing for the Vent Hill Cold War Museum anniversary activity. So we'll be doing that. Also, we'll probably do some, won't be doing much with fox hunting, but if anybody has antennas and whatnot that they have built and would like to test or work with, you know, any new stuff, by all means, bring it, and I'm sure we'll have time during the non-business portion of the meeting to play with that. Let's see. I don't have the website up at the moment. I'm sorry. There is a testing session coming up on the 17th. The fox hunt is still scheduled for the 17th. I better check. I'm 90% sure that that's the right date. But let's see. So the next fox hunt isn't on the calendar here, but yes, that's when it will be. Like I said, there's a VE test session Saturday the 17th at 9:30 a.m. Down in Stafford. And that's pretty much it for now. The Cold War Museum activity will be October 1st and 2nd. So please put that on your calendars. We will need operators. We will be setting up a couple of stations. We'll have the deuce and a half for the main club station. The 4-H group will be there with their trailer. And we'll be operating, I believe, just 8 to 5 or something close to that. Anyway, more details will be forthcoming at the meeting. All right, I don't have any other announcements anybody has. This is N7IBB.
W4RKU.
W4RKU, N7IBB. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Brad, just wanted to let you know, Mike NAR, who is in charge of the fox hunt, at least told me that it more than likely will be in October sometime. Still trying to figure out a date. So the fox hunt is to be determined. So back to you, N7IBB, W4RKU.
Okay, thanks for that. I knew that there was some possibility of fluidity there on the date, so stay tuned. Since we don't know, we don't know. Actually, October, well, we're getting into the time of year that's more pleasant anyway. Oh, also something to keep in mind for October. I know it's only 2 months away, but that's only 8 weeks, and for, well, you know that that goes quickly. So Great Pumpkin Ride coming up the end of October. Should be the 29th of October this year, and we'll talk more about that also as we go. We'll be supporting that with comms at each of the rest stop areas. Anything else? Go ahead, N7IBB. Okay, been a little busy today in the last few days, so I do not have a specific topic to discuss. I was really wanting to do something probably along the same lines that we've been doing out of one of the general class license manual from the non-technical portion, but sorry, I did not get that done. So does anybody have anything that they would like to discuss Go ahead, have 7-9-VP. Okay, I guess just we'll just talk about our activities this last week or so, and we'll go from there. So, go ahead and take general check-ins now. Call in 7-9-VP, go ahead.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray.
W4RKU.
AQPI.
K3FR.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
Here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
KX4L.
Okay, let's see. I've got KO4WYX, Matt, W4RKU, Kevin, K2PI, KF3KF3FR, KO4QVB, Lewis, KM4OZH, Gil, and KX4O, John. Any other check-ins? Go ahead. Okay, I got nothing but static there. Did somebody, was somebody else trying to check in? Go ahead. Okay, sounds like a very small, intimate group tonight. KX4O, John, are you mobile?
Trash can portable, that counts.
Do you have the trash can over your head covering the antenna? Hi, hi. No, you sounded, okay, in that case I won't make you go first. I thought if you were mobile I'd catch you there. All right, KO4WYX, Matt. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I don't have much to talk about. I've actually been traveling for work the past couple days, and I just got into town a few hours ago and wanted to jump on here real quick to say hello. So I have done no radio for the past week, but so I am not traveling this weekend, so I'm going to make up for it. Hopefully start framing out my shack, inside my shack, for my radio so that next summer I can enjoy a little bit more time out here in a climate-controlled space. But that's really all I got going on. This is KO4WIX, back to net.
All right. New shack. That's always exciting. Hopefully you can configure that the way you want and also the way you might want it 5 or 10 years down the road. I'm sure you understand that. Just be sure to put in enough outlets and a 20-amp circuit. I finally blew my circuit breaker this afternoon. Pulling too much electricity through the silly 15-amp circuit that I've got on here. I've been threatening to put a good 20-amp dedicated service in here to the shack, but haven't done it, so maybe I need to push that up in priority. Anyway, W4RKU, Kevin, what you been up to? Go ahead.
Not a whole lot radio-wise, but I did do the CWT this afternoon, and this afternoon I will say, for the first time in 2 weeks, was much better. That and I'm getting ready to put a new rotor up at my station, and I had to get a different model, so I had to reprogram the remote control codes and everything for the new remote. And that's pretty much been taking my time. So, other than that, I will, don't have much else to say. So, N7IVD, W4RKU, back to net.
Alrighty. Thanks for that. And the reminder about the Fox Hunt. KQPI, Harv, thanks, I guess I never wrote it down, but thanks for your, blurb there, the announcement about the frequencies and whatnot that NASA is using. It would be interesting, and I don't have any idea how much of a crazy idea it would be, and I honestly have not looked hard enough to see if an SDR would be able to cover the frequency range that, you know, up there into the, what, 8 billion gigahertz there that they're using for some of those frequencies. But if anybody could figure that out, I think it would be you. K2PI and 7IVB, go ahead.
And 7IVB in the net from K2PI. Well, actually, I certainly don't have anything that goes that high. I think some of that was in the 7 and 10 gigahertz range. I'm sure there are hams who can do it, and I'm sure there are hams who will be able to copy the telemetry and other data coming from the moon probes or the moon orbiting probes that they're going to be sending up whenever that launch takes place. But there is a couple of 440 megahertz frequencies there that might be interesting. It might be interesting to see once those things get into normal stable orbit to see whether it's even possible to capture any of them as they go around, and I'm going to see if that's possible. Might be fun to give it a try. This week I've done just a little bit of work around the shack, reorganizing things. I continue to do that, and I got myself a little memory key or a little accessory memory key because I realized I've got one rig, the K3, with a built-in memory key. But the other rigs all lack that. They have keyers in them, but no memories at all. So I thought, you know what, this is something I need to have. And for the majority of the other radios I have that don't have it, it then seemed like a pretty good idea to get a little four-memory keyer. And I'm kind of happy that I did that. The only thing I am a little sorry about, it doesn't send a serial number CW. So if I use it in a contest, I'm going to have to do the serial number manually. But that's okay. Anyway, looking forward to the CW Open, which is coming this weekend. You don't have to be a CW Ops member to participate, I believe. I think you can do it without being a CW Ops member, and there'll be a lot of people on. There's three mini contests that I think last 2 or 4 hours each. You can look it up on WA7BNM, the contest site. So if you're into CW and you want to hear a lot of activity, there'll certainly be a lot this weekend. Back to net, N7IVV, K2PI.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to put that project on my list. I mean, I've already got the equipment. As a matter of fact, I've got another 440 antenna just sitting around the back of the shed that needs to be finished refurbishing. The wiring harness needs to be replaced, and you know, with two 10 dBi gain antennas, I should be able to drag in a halfway decent signal if they've got anything going. So always interesting. I like to point antennas up in the sky and see what I can hear. So we'll have to see what we can do on that as time goes on. Okay. Let's see. K3FR. Ron, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
Well, good morning. I'm 7IVV, K3FR. Thank you for taking it in tonight, Brad. Well, actual operating, aside from the previously mentioned worldwide digi contest that I put a little bit of time in as a QRP entry on Saturday. Nothing much except I've been apparently got my little 2 meter Moxon fox hunting antenna pretty much assembled. All I have to do is trim the elements now and then tack them down and hook a feed line to them. The cute little thing. It's only 11 by 19 or by 29. Let's see if I have it at the meeting. Aside from that, I've been watching the spectrum on the 9700 here today during the net, and there have been between 5 and 7. Repeaters showing up on the 1 megahertz span around 165. So a fairly active night. N7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, very good. I haven't been doing much on FT8 here of late. I've been trying to get packet running, and you know that shouldn't be too hard. But for some reason, the problem I was having is actually getting a packet to be accepted and passed through the International Space Station through the Digipeater that they have up there that is active right now. And I don't know what I was doing wrong, but I finally, with Kevin's W4RKU's help. As a matter of fact, K3FRG, Rich also gave me a hand with it. Anyway, finally got stuff to go through there, so I'm now officially able to transmit stuff through the ISS, and I've actually made contacts with people, you know, as opposed to simply digipeding, and that's kind of, frankly, one of the things I'm thinking about. Well, gee whiz, digipeding, that's not very exciting. I want to have some sort of a QSO with somebody, even though it's real short, Anyway, I did make a few of those, and of course you get much longer distances going through the space station. But anyway, just another one of those things that's kind of fun to do. So anyway, that's what I've been fighting with.
KL4QBB, Lewis, thanks for coming in tonight. How are you tonight?
Hey, good evening, N7IVB. Brad, I just want to say thanks for running the net. Yeah, things are going very well at my end. Just enjoying the cool air of the evening, and thought I'd get on the air with you all. So I appreciate the opportunity, Brad. So this is KO4QBB, back to net. Thank you, Brad.
Okay, sir. Well, as usual, you've got a perfect signal in here, so I know I said that a long time ago, but never hurts to stroke somebody as far as their good signals go. KM4OZH, Gil. You know, I was thinking for some reason, wondering whether you have any baling wire hanging around your farm still. And I honestly can't remember why now. It was something I literally wanted to do with baling wire. Maybe it was just to discuss it, but anyway, how's that for off the wall? Go ahead, Gil, N7IVV.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, everybody on the net. Yeah, that's pretty far off the wall. I do not have any baling wire. We use twine nowadays. A wire tie balers was, I don't know, 30s and 40s. So it's all twine now. You need mechanics wire, maybe? Tie wire? Can probably help you there. Anyway, let's see. So today I finished assembling the tiltover tower project at WB4TT across the street, and got the rotor and two bearings aligned and tested, and that's all rotating freely. So tomorrow I think I'll probably be able to finish the hoisting derrick and crank that thing up, and we'll see how that goes. But that's the, I've been preoccupied with that project here for a while. And let's see, fox hunt. I vote for a Sunday fox hunt. Sunday. Any Sunday. Sunday. KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, Gil, thanks. I honestly can't remember why I got thinking about baling wire, but I'm sure it had something to do with ham radio. But and I also got thinking about the fact that baling wire, I don't remember that it rusted very, I don't remember it rusting at all. Whereas whatever you call this other stuff that you just said, that I have construction wire, I don't remember, but I know it rusts like crazy. Anyway, I was probably thinking about how to hold a tower together. Sunday, okay. I'll make an executive decision and say yes, the next fox hunt will be on Sunday. Assuming that Mike into NAR can handle a Sunday. We'll coordinate that, because you may not be the only one that has a hard time with Saturdays. So let it be written, so let it be done. KX4O, John, how are you doing tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, John, I'm getting in okay, am I?
Yeah, you're perfectly readable, you know, the usual bacon frying in the pan, but you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, so, I've been doing a few things. I've ordered a Triplight direct conversion UPS to power my whole ham shack, and I have expected my little SDR Empire whisper slotting network to have hash all over it. It's as quiet as it can be, so that was a pleasant surprise, so be happy with that. I need something with more hope. Make that work. I ordered the Kraken. I guess we've all been talking about them. I also got the antenna kit with it. I'm really glad I did. They're pretty nice. I haven't really tested them yet, but they seem to be pretty cool. I'm having a 4-foot disc to put on top of my car made with galvanized steel so I can stick them up there at the proper fairly large diameter. Harbor Freight has been charging my lithium battery. It's up to 16.8 volts. I'm very impressed. No in-point power charger thing needed at all. Just quick straight in. And this is lithium, so the voltage is extremely high. It's looking great. So, that's pretty good equipment. This is a great. And I'm just planning a shed, a tower, and some other things too. Using it. KX Pro, back to that. thanks for the net there, Fred.
Okay, John, thanks. You got real bad there at one point, but I think we were able to pull out what you were saying. It was just a little bit there. You probably turned your head just the wrong way, but you were just fine most of the time. So that takes us to the end of the list. I don't think I've ever seen a net quite this sparse before, but hopefully, well, anyway. Any other check-ins tonight? Surely we've got some people out there still that need to check in. This is the Fire Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Any check-ins? Go ahead, please.
KN4, SPL.
Zed, sorry I was late. I have no comment. Over.
Okay, Bob, KN4 SPL, gotcha. And I'm sorry, Chuck. I didn't finish installing a piece of software that I've got here. It's KQ4 VNZ, right? Or is it, no, it's KO4, isn't it?
Roger, it is KO4 VNZ.
Okay, it's amazing how much better that comes up on a logging program when you put the right call in. Okay, you're just no comment tonight, but you just made your comments, so I'll give you credit for that. And Bob, guess what we need to talk about ASAP? Except it's ham radio related and not doing business, but I don't know if you heard my comment, but I finally blew my breaker over here in the shack, and that's why I need to get serious about putting a 20-amp circuit in. Anyway, besides that, how are you doing tonight? Well, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. Yes, I was walking downstairs when I heard you talking about blowing your breaker today. So, I'm a little late to the net, but... yeah, I can definitely give you a hand on executing a dedicated 20 amp to your shack. So we will be in touch on that. Besides that, I'm not doing a whole lot in the hobby lately. You know, just a lot of things going on right now. Just happened to work a little FT8 tonight on 10 and 15 meters, not saying that it's great propagation, but I am getting out there a little bit, so having a little bit of fun with that. So that's about all I got. Again, Brad, we'll be talking. So N7IVV, KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, and I've got the antenna bracket, mass bracket for that rotator that you've got there sitting right behind me, and I keep thinking, you know, I just put it in a bag and drop it off on his front porch, so that's probably what I'll do one of these days when I drive by, if that's okay. Okay, brain's fried. I guess that's it. Any rechecks tonight? Go ahead.
Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Victor Foxtrot.
N2NAR.
All right. Okay, or new check-ins works too. Let's see, I've got KQ4CVF, Mark, N2NAR, and K1RA. KQ4CVF, I did Charlie Victor Foxtrot. I know I did that right. Anyway, go ahead, Mark.
No comments tonight, just listening in on the net. Thought I'd check in. KQ4CVF, back to net control.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. N2NAR, did you just hear the executive decision that me and Gil made to have the Fox Mount on a Sunday? Go ahead.
Well, actually, we had come to that decision before you guys even brought that up. Yeah, October 30th, I think. The wife and I had to find a date that's good, being I work 2 out of 3 weekends. So, yeah, I think October 30th, hopefully it'll still be somewhat warm. And... I think I already know where I'm going to hide it or them or however many there are. So I have some work ahead of me. N2NAR.
Okay, very good. I'll have changed it on my calendar, and we'll get, I guess Kevin will update the club calendar on the website. And, of course, it's all still subject to whatever works for you. If that becomes a problem, we can be fluid with it. And the only problem we should have is rain. If it's raining, then we probably will be a little less attended. But if it's just cold, we can all put jackets on. Did you have any other comments tonight? Go ahead.
No, that's about it. I haven't really played radio too much lately. Just busy with everything else. So, yeah, I have some testing to do and all that, and got some other personal things. Oh yeah, I am going to go to a ham fest this weekend. I am kind of excited about that. We're going to take a ride down to the Shelby, North Carolina ham fest. So hopefully that'll be good. N2NAR.
Oh, okay. Well, have fun with that. Weather's moderating a little bit for us, so if nothing else, hopefully it's a pleasant drive for you. And hope you find some fun stuff down there. Okay, K1RA, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad. Just tuning into the net late, but figured I'd throw in my call. Good evening to everyone. I heard New Ham Mark, KQ4CBF, in there, and I know, I think maybe it was Sunday night, he posed the Nagoya SWR antenna issue he was experiencing, and I know that that particular issue sparked a lot of comments on our group's IO email chain. Not sure if he's a member yet, but hopefully, if he isn't, he'll get involved with the club and read up on all the comments that came well after the net was over. So anyway, hope he gets some good information to him eventually. Ham radio wise, let's see. I guess I've rebuilt my web SDR receivers, remounted them, redid some of the power supplies and wiring. And that's back online again. For those who don't have HF listening capabilities, I'll share with the group's IO site how to log into my online receivers. And if you want to tune around and try them out, unfortunately, right now I'm just using about a 30 or 40 foot wire vertical that was strung in the only remaining tree that continued to stand after the big storms we had last month. Hopefully, when the fall comes around, I'll be able to get to putting up the hundreds of feet of wire that I had up over the past several years, and get the receiving set up a little bit more sensitive. But for now, it seems to be working pretty well. And other than that, just getting ready for the upcoming September VHF contest, the ARRL September VHF contest coming up the second full weekend in September. We'll be operating out with a buddy of mine out in Winchester. Just west of Winchester, up on Shawnee Land at about 2,300 feet. So looking forward to maybe some good conditions and some good activity. So more to follow as that weekend gets closer. And that's it, Brad. Back to you. This is K1RA.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but that weekend is real close right now. That's only 10 days away. You said the second weekend, right?
It's always the second full weekend, so yeah, we basically have Labor Day weekend coming up here, and then the contest starts the following weekend. It's 2 p.m. to 11 p.m., 2 p.m. Saturday to 11 p.m. Sunday. So, yeah, time is a-ticking, so not many hours left on the clock to check out antennas and build stations, but we'll be on the air.
Okay, very good. I know a lot of us in the club like to participate in that contest, those VHF contests, mostly because everybody can, obviously, with technicians, and up, can do that. So we'll have to make sure everybody can do that. Remind everybody on the club meeting, of course, on the 8th. Okay, last call for alcohol, so to speak. Any other check-ins or rechecks? N7IVB, go ahead.
KQ4CVF.
Actually, yeah, I was going to ask you. KQ4CBF, go ahead.
Kind of interested on all that antenna stuff. We ended up sending Barbara up to HRO and getting another antenna, and that kind of solved our problem. Had the mobile running down to my work in Ladysmith, hitting a Sarah repeater this morning and this afternoon. So that problem seems to be resolved that way.
Oh, well, very good. It's unfortunate that you had to throw money at the problem, but sometimes that's all you can do when it's a design flaw in the thing. So hopefully you didn't have to spend waste too much money on the first one. But, yeah, when it comes to commercial radio, any kind of commercial radio-related stuff, unfortunately, yeah, kind of name brands work the best for you, but...
anyway, I'm glad you got that set up. If you want the information that we posted on our groups.io, send an email to, send it to farahnet@w4va.org. Send a note, and we'll see if we can't figure out a way to forward that information to you. Otherwise, our groups.io account is limited to club members only, but we may be able to figure out some way to summarize all that info and get it to you. Okay, with that, we're going to draw the net to a close, and this is N7IVV, and thank you, everybody, for checking in tonight. Again, remind everybody that we hold this net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. We also have a net on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m., our technical service net, and usually have some good technical discussions there. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the Farahnet and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow. 7-3.
Brad, 7-3 KQPI.
K1RA from N2NAR.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? How was your trip to Six Land?
Very expensive, and everything there gives you cancer. Other than that, the conferences that we went to were actually pretty good.
Oh, good deal. Well, yeah, I imagine that West Coast is, I'm sure gas is very expensive from what I've seen in some of the nightly news, but I'm sure that's across the board with everything that you can get. Anyway, yeah, how are things going now that you're back? Are you going to have any time to join us up on the hill in a couple weekends?
Yes, I will be there on Sunday. Saturday I have to work, and there's no getting out of that. So my question was, Terry had mentioned that you might need some hardline connectors. Do you know if he still needs any? Because I am going to the Shelby Hamfest this weekend.
No, I have not talked to him, or, well, really sat down and talked with him. Had a couple of texts and emails, short ones back and forth. I've been pretty much out of commission starting about two and a half weeks ago, down hard with the COVID, and then just in a brain fog until probably last Friday. But yeah, so I've not really been tracking what's been happening up at the station. Now, Terry had offered me a trip to Shelby a couple of months back, so I thought he and Margie were going to head down, but I'm not sure now that he's come out of retirement and gone back to a work that he's going to make that that trip. I think he's still putting in fixtures up on the second floor and working on the station and doing tower work, etc. So probably best to hit him up direct on email.
Okay, I'll reach out to him. Yeah, from what I understand, it's supposed to be a really good ham fest. I've never been before. We're not going to get there until later on Friday, and then we'll have all day Saturday. I don't know if I'll attend Sunday. Probably not. But, yeah, hopefully it'll be good. That stinks that COVID got you. It sounds like maybe you got it like I got it, but I got it, I guess it was 2 years ago now, when it was still pretty new. Yeah, it kicked my butt for well over a week.
Yeah, it had me down hard in bed, not moving, not eating for 48 hours. And then the following day or two, I think I got out of bed once and maybe had one meal. And then the second day after that, I was pretty much up and around the house and, eating two or three meals. But that was about it. I'd be up for a half an hour or so, and then down for an hour or two, and up for another half an hour or so. Just tired. And that tiredness lasted, seven days. I think this past Friday was, the first day I felt like 100%. Didn't have to take that afternoon nap, go down for any period of time, and just push through the whole day. So, anyway, yeah, Amy caught it first, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then Anna was surrounded by a bunch of kids at school, so she either got it from Amy or from the kids, and then I just couldn't avoid it. As far as Shelby, I went with John W1RT probably 20-some-odd years ago when he was living down in the Asheville area, and a very cool ham fest. But the reason why it was so great to us back in the day was it was heavily biased towards VHF, UHF, microwave guys. there's some good forums, but just the flea market was, you know, a lot of that stuff was, you know, a lot of rovers down there, a lot of VHF ops, weak signal, you know, EME guys, satellite guys, all sorts of very high frequency stuff, and cool to just kind of graze through and see what was there, but some pretty good deals as well. But haven't been back since. I almost wish I could get away with work and being down. And I'm guessing maybe Terry isn't going. I mean, he always has the best of plans to go, but work and the workshop seem to take precedence.
Yeah, I understand. Well, good. Hopefully it's good. I'll reach out to him tomorrow or something. I'll give him a call. I'll see if he's going to go or if he needs connectors, because I'll keep an eye out. Because you can buy them on eBay, but a lot of times they're much cheaper at Hamfests, and you can get a good deal on them, especially brand new ones. For some reason, there's been a ton of hardline connectors at the Hamfests lately, so I guess that's a good thing. Although, watch, now we need them. I won't be able to find a single one. Well, that's good that you're back to 100%. I bet you it took me 3 or 4 months after I caught COVID to feel 100% again. It just hit me hard.
I've heard some people, same way. It's like, you know, actually Amy still kind of has a bit of a hacking cough residual. Anna bounced back really quick. And, yeah, a couple of guys I work with, they've had it 2 or 3 times, and you know, each time was pretty bad for them. And some of these guys had, you know, 2-3 shots. So interesting how it affects different people different ways. But and I didn't have the loss of sense of smell or taste for the 2 days I was down hard. I had a very metallic taste in my mouth, which was kind of strange, and that might have lasted another day or two after that when I was eating. But yeah, none of the classic symptoms that I think people were initially having, so probably got one of the offshoots.
Huh, yeah, the metallic taste is interesting. Yeah, I never lost my taste or smell. Really, it just felt like I had a bad flu. Body aches, my whole body just hurt, and I had zero energy and didn't want to eat for a couple days. But no coughing, no trouble breathing. Not even really congestion or anything, so yeah, very strange. And then a couple other guys at work got it, and like the one guy only lost his sense of taste. That was the only reason he knew he had it. So yeah, it's crazy.
I guess for me, I didn't have the muscle aches, but man, that two days, 48 hours, I had a wicked headache. Nothing I could take got rid of it. And then it went away. And then yeah, the muscle ache, didn't really have the cough, didn't have any nasal issues. So, and I think Amy's had a bit of a stomach bug thing going on for a couple of days after she initially had it, but that didn't hit me. So, anyway, who knows? Yeah, hopefully we'll have to deal with that for a while again. But again, as I said, you know, I know one guy who's at least had it 3 times. It's like, man, that's gotta suck. But, well, good deal on the connectors. Yeah, I hope you can find them if Terry needs them. I don't know, have you been on his email thread about some of the issues he was having trying to get a concrete truck up to the hill?
W8BT.
Yeah, W8BT acknowledged. Yes, I did see those, and I think I even gave them some dates that I could come up there and help them, but they didn't jive and everything, so... I'm guessing he never got that done, which stinks. So, all right. W8BT, go ahead, N2NAR.
Hey, good evening, Mike and Andy. Sorry to interrupt here. I heard you guys talking, and I just wanted to mention Dave K3SK. I don't know if you know him or not, Mike. He was a former club member, lives down in Farmville now. I'm pretty sure he regularly goes to the Shelby Hamfest every year. But and I was just going to chime in, too, if you happen to come across any hardline connectors, maybe pick a few up, because I might be in the market for a couple of them at least, anyway. Over to you, Andy, and I don't know, I didn't see anything about the, I was wondering, did
is it, I wouldn't want to drive a concrete truck up to Terry's, but anyway, K1RA, W8BT.
Should have been up there, what was it, 3-4 years ago when they poured the floor for the 60x40 floor. I think they had 5, maybe 8 trucks up that hill. It was quite a sight. I think Margie sent me a picture at sunrise with this train of mixers pulling up to the site. Well, specify hardline size. What do you go? 1¾ inches? I know you had some half-inch CATV cable that fell off the back of a truck, but yeah, you might want to specify a hardline connector diameter type. Yeah, he never. Apparently, the gist of the emails I saw was unless you're like a contractor and have an open account with these guys, nobody's taken any additional business. So, and he wasn't going to mix 160 bags for the two tower bases plus the downstairs bathroom floor. So it's going to have to wait a bit longer. And Travis, so I guess I heard my dad got over to your place to look to see where you might plant your new tower. So hope you make some progress on that. Let me know if you need any help over the coming weeks or months. Back over to you, Mike, K1RA.
Yeah, I'll let Travis answer what size, type, connector type, hardline connectors he's looking for, and then I'm probably going to jump out of here. I got to work tomorrow, and that comes way too early.
Okay, Mike, yeah, W8BT. It would be Andrew half-inch, I'm trying to think, F450A, something like that, the half-inch, and I guess probably end connector. I don't know if they do those in PL259s, but yeah, that would be, yeah, if you see any of those at a great deal, pick them up and I'll get with you. Yeah, Andy, your dad did get over here, and I'll pass it back to Mike to sign off real quick, into NARW8BT.
Okay.
Half-inch connectors, got it, and I'm guessing probably N females. They actually do make them in PL259 and SO239s. However, well, I should say they did make them. I don't think they make them any longer in that style, but once in a while you can find them. So I will, I'll just see what I come across if I get a good deal. I always need some anyway, so I'll take a look.
All right.
I will turn it back over to you guys, and I'm going to sign, so have a good night. K1RA. Yeah, Travis, I'm forgetting your call sign. I'm getting old. And 2NAR.
Mike, have a good night, and yeah, have fun at Shelby. Hope you have good weather and get some good deals. Go ahead, Travis.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, pretty much probably anything would work for me. I've got a 200-foot piece that's terminated with, I think, in males. But, yeah, whatever, I can make something work. I'm probably going to end up cutting it after Rich came over today. I'm pretty sure I have I don't have the exact X marks to spot, but I'm pretty close anyway. I'll have to see how this, once I start working on this stump that's in the way. But, yeah, hopefully once that's out of the way, I can get down to business. But, yeah, I probably will end up chopping that piece up at least into two pieces, maybe three. That's about it for me. I just wanted to mention that I know Dave, I think pretty much regularly goes down there. He might actually have some of them. I don't know. I know he takes a bunch of stuff down there with him. Over to you, Andy, and 73, Mike, W8BT.
I ran into Dave at the Berryville Hamfest a couple of weeks back at the beginning of August. Showed me some pictures of his new second tower. This is his VHF tower. And a bunch of antennas stacked up on a shipping container that he recently built. So it looks like he's trying to ramp up. I think he's going to try to get on pretty big for the upcoming September contest. So we'll see if he managed to push through this month and finish up what he needed to do. Okay, Josh, well, good luck. Yeah, always plan, measure twice, cut once. and yeah, get that X marks the spot in the right place. Do all the necessary planning and don't rush it. 73 and catch up with you later on. K1RA.
All right, 73 Andy. Yeah, I'm good at measuring multiple times before cutting, and I'm definitely good at not rushing anything. I can attest to that. But yeah, and I was gonna say, Dave, I haven't seen any pictures recently on Facebook, but he does post some updates, and he's got quite an array. He's doing. He actually posted an old photo. I think he was wearing bell bottoms from '85 today, but standing in front of his first EME tower. But yeah, he's got a lot of work to do. I think if he's gonna be ready for the I guess he doesn't necessarily need the Azel for the VHF contest. But anyway, 73W8BT.